Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Tainted and Tempted Podcast, Season 4. I'm your host, Asia. I hope everyone had a great week as it is. This is Friday, and I have a new episode that we are premiering today for the new show. So I have a special guest with me here today. I'm going to let him introduce himself, and we're going to jump right into it. So I have...
RJ Luciano, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Yes. Welcome to the Tainted and Tempted Podcast.
Yes, it's lovely to be here.
Yes. So the topic for today's show is how social media has taken over the entire world. And it has. Yes. What do you have to say about that, Ron?
I feel like it's kind of made the world smaller. So people get more information faster. But people don't use the internet to their fullest potential because it's like everything is like straight to social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad thing, but it's like it kind of is because the interaction, like, see how me and you are here right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people don't like care for that interaction anymore. It's like they'd rather be
everything is online
on the phone.
On the phone, yeah, so. And it's taking over the entire world. Nothing is the same anymore. Nothing.
Nah. And then it's like a big marketing thing. It's like everything. Well, you know, money makes the world go around. So I don't know. I think that the social media thing is a good and bad thing because you see, like, YouTube helps people get their own platforms. Like right now, I'm pretty sure this is you. On YouTube.
Yes, I got my platform. Like, yes,
you know, so it helps.
Yes,
though. You know, it works if you make it work for you. But if you're just letting it consume you, and you just stay on your phone all day, you know, and you're not making anything happen. You might want to reevaluate how you use social media.
Social media. So when did you first get into social media?
I don't want to sound old or nothing. But to be honest, you remember MySpace?
Yes, those is the days.
You remember like Skonex?
You took it back, yes. Well, we had the top friends lists and everything.
So it was like, even that was funny. You just, top five, and then you could make it a top 20. People were ridiculous.
Exactly.
Everybody wanted to. Yeah, it was crazy. But it was a different time. But I think that it was interesting because we didn't grow up the way that the kids today grow up right with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, at the age of 4, I didn't have a tablet. I didn't have a phone or any device.
Mm-hmm.
So there's kids now that have tablets, phones, and devices before the age of 10.
Yeah.
So it's kind of different, but I think that it's kind of like I feel like I was born at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got to get the authentic going outside, you know.
Thank God for those times.
No, for
real,
for real, because I just don't understand how people could be in front of a screen all day. It's
no life.
If it doesn't make you any money, please stop. That's all I'm saying. That's
So do you use social media for fun or business?
I use it for business. My girlfriend probably would say I use it. Texting the bitches.
Social media gets people in trouble nowadays. Yeah, relationships.
I think Lil Boosie said something about how social media got everybody messing up because before social media, people was kind of satisfied with their situation. But you go on social media, you see... You got these girls in bikinis, and, you know, they looking crazy. They got their bodies done now, and it's like
social media shows everything.
It's the tainted and tempted.
That's a good one.
You feel me? So, it's something, man. It's something, but it could be a good thing. You know,
it could be.
It might change your life.
It might. So, has social media helped you in any way?
I do music. Like I said, my name is RJ Luciano.
RJ Luciano, check him out.
Besides that, in my personal life, I've met like siblings that I would probably have never met.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I have brothers and sisters that I didn't grow up with. And I met them via social media, you know.
Oh, that's a beautiful
shout
thing.
Shout out to y'all. Y'all know who y'all are. You know? Just met my brother Kenny. One of me and my brothers. You know, Jasmine, Danny. Y'all know who y'all are. I love y'all. And,
so for family purposes,
I think
social
that
media
it
has
definitely it. Brings. It's like I said, it makes the world smaller, so it brings people together, and people need to use it for the right things. I mean, you know, if there's something that you want to find out, something that you want to invest in yourself. If you're a cook, you should be following like the top chefs in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You should like be looking into the things that matter to you. Like, I'm a musician, so.
I look at the different artists and the different platforms that they've established for themselves, and see, I'm here with you today on your podcast because, like, why not come and, you know,
show, like, love, yeah,
show love and just, you know, promote something that's positive, because what you're doing is you're bringing enlightenment to, you know, different situations that we're going through in as well. Social media is definitely a big deal. So,
Yes. Perfect. Perfectly said. I like that. Mm-hmm. So do you see social media as a positive or a negative?
Oh, wow. So unfortunately, there's good and bad in everything.
Yes, it is.
And fortunately, there's good and bad in everything. Mm-hmm. So you got to take the bad with the good. You got to take the good with the bad. So it's a positive thing because, once again, people are making money. You see young people, like, you seeing people get money younger and younger these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we got a you over here, and I'm hoping she get rich, some YouTubing or something like that.
Uh huh.
And but at the same time, you see a lot of bad things happening where people were like. Like, people could really follow you. They get your location.
A lot of people have died because of that.
Yeah, so it's kind of a good and a bad thing. But like I said, you got to pick and choose. You got to know why you on social media.
And how to use it.
And how do you utilize it. So it has to serve a purpose, or it could just take you out your glow. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you don't want that. So I think if you can follow the proper examples and see the people that are flourishing through social media,
mm-hmm.
go with that. Don't get caught up in whatever leads to those things where, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of creeps out there online, people.
It is.
You got
it
fake
is.
Pages. You know, it's a lot of
catfish. We got a show now, you know, about
it's
that.
A show called Catfishing. But yeah. As you can see, they took a negative and turned it to a positive.
Exactly. So, helping a lot of people find their lovers online. Sometimes it could be fake pages, not be the real people. It's like, it's going down.
Be that dude in his basement and wash his ass in about 4 days. And he talk about he got a six pack.
Oh, man, yes.
So, be aware.
Yes. So, do you have a TikTok account?
I do, but I'm not as good with it yet. I'm honestly, like, it's growing on me. My daughter has one.
Yeah, that's like biggest thing on social media right
they're
now.
They're not paying, you know, money.
Mm.
But I think that is good. They pay you a little sharp, you know. But I think that what you want to do is you want to promote your other platforms and stuff like that. So if you, like, you know, your TikTok should be promoting the fact that you have a YouTube or your Instagram and stuff like that.
Yeah, important stuff, yeah.
And I'm honestly probably not the best person with social media because I try not to feed into it too much because I don't like to miss anything in real time.
Okay.
You know, the screen is going to be there. You know, we could fast forward. We could always look back at the feed 2 days ago. I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
Yeah.
I am going to get better with it and, you know, try to
get
some money out this thing.
Yeah, I don't have a TikTok account. I need to get one, and I need to get a Twitter.
Yeah, and it keeps you young. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
It keeps you young because my daughter, she be too stubborn on that thing. She always got different dance moves she trying to do. And they got a bunch of different challenges and stuff like that.
Now was the I ain't stressing the day. What? I ain't stressing the day.
it keeps you in tune with what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, that may be important. For some people, it might not be.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. So where do you see social media heading in the next 5 years?
Just more intrusive because, you know, it's literally everywhere. So when I say intrusive, I mean like people who know what your house looked like because of social media.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Like, you didn't know what a person's house looked like before social media because you would have to get invited to the person's home, you know, and you would have to be friends with that person. You would have to know them in a more personal way rather than nowadays. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be more intrusive, meaning that, yeah, people will get to know more about you. It's going to be more everywhere. There's literally cameras everywhere we go.
Yeah.
I think that social media is going to employ a lot of people, honestly. It's going to keep a lot of people self-employed.
I think social media is going to become virtual.
Virtual
social media? Yeah. Everything's going to be virtual. Like, we could see it, like,
that's scary.
That's what I think. In the next 5 years or the next, I think it's going to grow because look how much it's grown so far. We started with Skonex, MySpace, Black Planet, and now look, Black Planet. I took it back, right? And now look, we got Facebook. It's like we got Instagram, TikTok. What else we got? Pinterest, Twitter.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of platforms out here
and,
now. So
I think here's something that I think shouldn't happen, but it might. What? Like, so you know Uber, Lyft, and those type of things.
Uh-huh.
Your form of transportation be it can link to your Instagram account.
You think it might be?
That'd be weird though, right?
Everybody be in your business, knowing where you're going, what you're doing.
It's becoming way too personal. It's not the privacy. Cherish privacy, people. Cherish it because it's looking like it's gonna be a thing of the past real soon. And that's where I think social media is going, honestly.
We're gonna
have to get comfortable with being in front of a camera and knowing that we don't know who's watching.
That's where you think it's gonna head. Yeah. Oh,
I don't want to scare nobody, but that's what it looks like.
Okay, so let's jump into the interview with you. So tell me again, introduce yourself one more time.
RJ Luciano from the Bronx, calling that stand up. I'm mostly, you know, from my uptown White Plains, where all my people up there in Little Jamaica stand up. You know, Harlem stand up, Uptown stand up, New York stand up, everybody, you know. But RJ Luciano, man.
RJ Luciano. All right, so tell me about yourself.
Yeah, I'm just, I'm not a, I don't know, man. Where do I start? I'm just a guy that really loves music, man. I grew up listening to all kinds of music growing up, and I grew up one of them, like, kind of like an older homes. Like, my dad's like in his 60s, you know, like, so he listened to like old school music, but he let us listen to the kind of music that you were going to hear regardless, you know what I mean? Like, whether it was explicit or not, you know, he let us listen to pretty much everything. So as far as an artist goes, I want to do it all, you know. I don't want to just be like a limited musician. I want to be unlimited. I want to be virtuous. I want to have many different styles, many different genres I could touch, and, you know, just tap into a little bit of everything.
Okay, perfect. So what got you started in music?
To be honest with you, I think that I've always liked the... All right, so my mom, she wrote my first rap for me.
Wow.
For church.
Wow.
She wrote my first rap for me for church, and she made sure I memorized it. I understood how the flow was going to be. I didn't know that these things that she was instilling in me, like, but she definitely made it a thing for me. Like, I was always like the outgoing guy. Like, you know, I always wanted to be in front of the class and, you know, speak in front of the classroom, be the class president and those type of things.
So, yeah.
You know, just being vocal, you know what I mean? And being able to express myself through my music, through song, and just seeing other artists do their thing and seeing how the music makes you feel as a person. It's like, damn, I want to give that feeling to somebody, you know? So that's where it comes from. Just having a musical background, like just being in church, seeing the way that music makes you feel in church too. Mm-hmm. A lot of people forget that's where it really matters.
That's where it starts, you know? Yeah. So,
I mean... Music is everything. It's like, where would we be without music as human beings?
Yeah,
it would be weird. So, I just want to be one of those people that contribute to the human race with my music.
Okay, you
know,
okay.
Bring a little light to the y'all. You know,
beautiful, beautiful, great, great. So, where can we find your music?
Excuse me, on Apple Music, YouTube, Spotify, That's pretty much it. I think SoundCloud even. It's a lot. Like, almost pretty much all the main platforms. So you can look me up, RJ Luciano. Nike with the Tech is a single. Drip Just Work is a single. My boy 14, we got songs together. Giddy Up. It's a couple songs, man. Look me up.
Okay, so do you have anybody you want to shout out besides the few that you just named?
My boy, it's that Dollar Boy. He from Uptown. He's from Tracy Towers. He makes beats. Yeah, he's family.
Okay. And
his beats, I just want him to, you know, just keep on going. And it's a lot of people, man. It's a lot of people. Everybody doing their thing with the drill music. Y'all cool too. You know, that's my guys. You know. Yeah, just family overall, man. I love my family. I just want to keep on doing this. You know, and I just want to take it to the top.
That's right. Same here. We on the same plane.
Now,
with
you're
that.
Doing your thing.
Yes.
Doing
thank your you. Thing. Thank
I
you.
Here. I love it here.
Thank you. So do you write your own music?
Yes, I do. I think that it's something that people should take pride in. I think it could be exhausting because I'm a person that wants to do so much. So I've been catching myself lately, like trying to write 3 songs at a time.
Good.
Like,
that's
simultaneously, good. Simultaneously though. Like, I'll go from one song And I'm like, all right, I'll get back to that one. Let me get to, let me do this song. And then so, but you know, you got to pace yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And but definitely writing your own song. I feel like it matters, you know, because it's like, it really speaks from your heart. Now, getting input from other people on how you should word things. It's okay to take, you know, other information from different people and stuff like that. But I don't think that it hits the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, unless a person can write a song in relation to you and they can't perform it as well as you do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's always a way that that sort of thing works, but it's never been my experience. I've always written my own songs.
So that's good. Talented.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So is there any, you already did this one already. So do you have any new projects coming up?
Yeah, I'm going to be working with my family uptown. This is my like Jamaican family uptown. I say Jamaican family because they're deep rooted in just like R&B, and I'm not like a big R&B guy. Like I don't sing anything like that. Mm-hmm. I could train my voice to get a little something out there, but it's not my main thing. But I've noticed that I've been real good with writing these R&B songs for some reason. So I'm going to try to get in touch with like, you know, different artists out there that can actually sing or hold a good note. And look, I could write for people as well. So those are the things, you know, that I look forward to doing. But I have plenty of songs that are coming out. I haven't dropped an EP yet, but it is coming soon.
Okay.
It's definitely coming in 2023 for sure.
Okay.
It has to happen.
Yes.
So we did a lot of singles this year. We had a lot of fun. I even performed my songs a couple of different venues, and I got a lot of good feedback and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to just opening up more with the music and letting the world know that I'm here. And I want to make something happen with it for sure.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. So do you have any celebrities that you would like to work with?
I'm going to say Kendrick Lamar off the top.
Yes.
Because I think Kendrick Lamar, he's just like, even if, like just being in the studio with him alone probably just be dope, you know? Like even if we don't get to make the song, just the experience of just meeting a person like him. Because I don't know him, but you know, it just seems like an interesting guy.
Mm-hmm.
Different people, but he's at the top of the list. When it comes to like, it just feels like you can relate to us. When you feel like you can relate to somebody so much.
That's the
like,
one. Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like, you know what, let me, I would be dope to meet this person. You know, people would say like Jay-Z and stuff like that. Of course, you know, from New York. Who doesn't?
Exactly.
You know? You know what I'm saying? But there's different artists. It's like there's a group out there called The Internet. They make songs.
Oh yeah, that's my music, group. You know? Yeah.
Like, so yeah, it's like it's a lot of different artists out there, and I just want to work. I want to work with everybody. How about that? Sky's
the limit. You can do it.
I want to work with everybody. Let's go and make. Let's just be creative. Mm-hmm. You know. Let's just create and keep on creating and just make the best of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just want to, like I said, be virtuous, unlimited, and just, you know.
Yeah.
Work with everybody.
Yeah. I want to work with some people too. I have some celebrities I like to work with. My main one is Oprah Winfrey.
For real?
Yeah, I want to work with Oprah. You know? Yeah, she's an icon.
Nah, she definitely is.
Yeah.
When we were younger, I didn't understand why she was such a big deal. But you know, as you get older, you're like, oh,
she was a big deal.
She does her thing.
She was. And we have other black artists. We have other black celebrities. We have Jennifer Hudson show. We have the Sherry show. But Wendy Williams is still off the air.
Wow.
So, well, yeah.
I'm pretty sure she was going through something like health wise, like, right?
Yeah. She's just taking a break. Yeah.
I wish her the best.
Sometimes it could get to you like that so much. But, yeah. But Jennifer Hudson and the Sherry show is good. They're doing good. And the Tamron Hall show that comes on Channel 7. Yeah, you know, those are shows I'll be watching.
I see. I'm going to have to do my homework.
Yes. And there's another podcast that I watch. His name is Ralph Smart. He's a great podcaster. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yes, he talks about, like, getting to your higher self, being you, you know, believing in yourself, not doubting yourself.
That's really, like, the message. I want to have a positive message. I'm not, like, I don't want to be limited to any one genre, but if I do anything, if a person is not feeling like themselves 100%, I want to be that voice that comes through that speaker and makes you feel like, you know what, I can go and get this done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I try to have a lot of fun with my music and stuff like that. I talk about a lot of things in the streets and, you know, I even try to make songs that you could go play in a club and dance to, but just want to get you to move. I just want to get your blood, your heart rate up, you know, get your blood flowing and make you feel good. I think that it's a different energy right now in the city right now, and a lot of people not focus on the positive and things, and I want to, you know, turn that tide somewhat, because it's pretty, I think it's kind of easy to talk about hurting somebody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Opposed to trying to, like, uplift them and making them feel good about themselves. Because, you know, I think that our people, and yeah, I don't want to get too political, but we've been beating ourselves up for way too long. You know
you
what
say,
I mean?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, so like with our music, we say a lot of, you know, derogatory things about each other.
But that's
like
what that. That's what sells right now in the media. The kill, I don't even want to curse, but the killer music, the shoot 'em up, bang, bang, the ghetto girls. Mm-hmm. It's like,
that's the beauty.
This
of
is the beauty.
That's the beauty of a story, because you can tell a story, you can have all those things. Right, mm-hmm. But you can put a, you can sneak a little message in there. You know what I mean?
But what happens? That, the message beauty. Music don't make it. They
now you're right.
Put you to
you're
like a right. underground artist. They don't put you on the forefront.
You're absolutely right. But that's why I say, if I could work with a celebrity, it would be somebody like Kendrick Lamar, because he's found different ways to incorporate things that make you that pushes your conscience up. You know,
and he's like, making it too.
You understand? And he doesn't like force it. You never feel like he's just like trying to like force that on you or force a message on you. It's kind of like, nah, he's killing this shit, but like, but what did he just say?
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm.
Like,
he's different.
You
yeah.
understand? So he brings it to your attention without trying to make you feel like, oh, we don't want to hear that shit, Raheem. You know, excuse my language, but you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, it's like, you got to know how to tell a story. I think that the reason why it sells is because people are benefiting off of our demise.
Exactly. That's we make the most money.
Yeah, so
our ratchetness is what sells, you know?
Like, I feel like we only get to live once, y'all. So try to get it right. You know what I mean? Just try to.
It's like we're stuck in that matrix, that
yeah,
maze. It's like we
it
don't
right.
get out of that,
yeah, try to get
that
it right,
way of thinking. You know what I'm
try
saying?
To get it right.
And it's horrible.
And besides music, I think that you know, not I know for sure. Like, I think that every good artist wants to do some type of acting in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being behind the camera, you know, playing a role. A significant one, you
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you just want to leave a message out here in the world. You know what I mean? Because music is going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
As long as there's some equipment to play it, it's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
everybody has it at their, you know, it's literally on your phones. You could just, it's at your fingertips. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, man, if you could try to, you know, incorporate a little, you know, think before you speak. You know, like,
oh man,
I'm not saying go ahead and try to change somebody. Like, you know, I don't, like, don't get preachy on them, but just be conscious and aware that the energy that you put out to the world is the energy that you get back. A lot of rappers are dying these days because they're talking about a lot of stuff as if when stuff hits the fan, they're going to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Not looking like that right now, right? We seeing people get put in situations, and it's like, they're no longer here. So.
And it's based off social media half the
exactly.
time.
Exactly. So we just got to understand something, y'all. Like, this ain't that, man. We got to, you know, put better messages out there into the world, because we got people looking at us. And we don't want to be that. We don't want to be a loser race. We don't want people to think that they can talk about us any kind of way. And when we speak up and say something about them,
mm-hmm.
we have to get the
end. But we don't stick together. That's the thing that doesn't stick, you know? Look what they just did to Chris Brown at the VMA. What was it? The American Choice Music Award Show. It was an award show.
Right?
And they didn't let him perform. I heard about it on the, I didn't really read into it,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't let him perform. It was a reason why he couldn't perform at the award show.
Yeah.
So, and the game made a comment saying that all of us should have just stood up and not performed because they did that to Chris Brown.
And he's right about that.
Yeah, but he said we will never get to that stage.
But
that it would never happen.
Words hold a lot of power. So when you say something and you put it into the universe, it's more likely to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, when you have these messages in your songs and your chants and you talk about how you're going to go kill something and this, that, and the third, and then it happens to you, it's not like, that's good for you, but you put that out to the universe, and that's how powerful the word is. So once again, music is very, very strong, very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Try going to church. Look at how the choir makes you feel. You literally get goosebumps from some of the songs and people sing.
Yeah.
You call it the Holy Ghost or what may have you, but one thing's for certain, music has power.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason that, we know what's going on. I don't want to sit up here and preach about, you know, but
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, man, just try to
different.
Be different, be yourself, you know, try to make people laugh, try to make people happy, be happy with your life, because you only get one.
Yeah.
So don't go outside, man, because A lot of people talking about this and that. As you can see, the most popular genre right now in hip hop is drill music.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing.
So do you have any words of encouragement to anyone trying to become an artist like you?
I think those were them.
But
yeah, for the most part, man, just be yourself. Be yourself and always try to change the tide. Just try to remix and revamp the things that did work for other artists in the past or previously before you. And be a stand up and be willing to like go out for what you believe in. Mm-hmm. You know, like when I say go out, because we all have a date. Mm-hmm. So what you do from the time you're born till that date, that's a day. Yeah, that's your legacy. So don't be so afraid to be different. I'm like growing up, we were all afraid to be different. We wanted to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was looking for some type of like a crowd or you know, just a place in this world. You know, so like with anything that you do as an artist, don't try to fit in. Don't try to fit in. Be different. Go left. When they tell you got to go right, go left. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Independent artists, that's like a new thing, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Because the biggest thing for a long time was, I got to get signed to a label.
We didn't have the independent, or underground.
So back to the social media thing, I think that we have applications now, United Masters, and, you know, like, just different apps where you could basically distribute your own music, you mm-hmm. know? And that's mm-hmm. how they become... And, you know, you see people just making it, though. So, like I said, just focus up. Keep doing what y'all doing out there. But,
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining my podcast, coming on to my podcast. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. All right. So, everyone, thank you for tuning in to the new episode of the Tainted and Tempted podcast. What you can do right now is stop what you're doing and subscribe down below. And also at my Instagram, which is Tainted and Tempted_TV. And my business page on Facebook, which is Tainted_Tempted podcast. It's Friday, and I hope everyone is ready to watch this new podcast for today. And I hope everyone had a great week. And yes, thank you.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Follow me on IG as well, Taylor May Luciana.